The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 38 and 39, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 30th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Congratulations. This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he has also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnant of his family. Kill him immediately.
So, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to kill Ashwatthama on so many grounds. First of all, he has killed the boys who are sleeping at night. And another very important point is that Atatai means the enemy, aggression. Unnecessarily, one who attacks is called Atatai. One who sets fire in your house, one who kidnaps your wife or somebody in the family, and one who gives poison, and there are so many lists of ascertaining an Atatai. So Krishna described the Ashwatthama as Atatai. He is not a brave soldier. So he should be killed. So many faults Krishna found in his behavior, and bhaktuscha vipriyam vira. He could not satisfy his master. Sometimes the servants do something abominable for pleasing the master. But he could not please even the master. He wanted to please Duryodhana, his master, promising him that he would kill all the five brothers, the Pandavas. But instead of killing the Pandavas, he killed their sons. Duryodhana did not like that, because he knew that the whole Kuru family practically was killed. Only the five brothers and Maharaj Parikshit was in the womb of his mother. They survived. So Duryodhana did not like. Duryodhana, whatever he may be, he was a Kshatriya and he fought bravely. So he did not like the Kuru dynasty should be finished. He did not like. But when he understood that the five sons of Pandavas were also killed, he became very much disappointed, because the Kuru dynasty is finished. So he could not satisfy his master. Bhaktuscha vipriyam. So whatever he had done, all abominable, not to the rules and regulations, neither as a Brahmin or as a Kshatriya, nor even a brave soldier, he has done things like a Shudra, less than a Shudra, without any religious principle. So he should be killed. There is no excuse. And it is for his good. In the Shastra, it is said that one who is a criminal, he should be killed. Therefore, in every country, up to death, a murderer is killed, is hanged. That is good for him. If a murderer is killed in this life, punished by the state government, then his sinful activities and the resultant action is also finished. He is giving his own life. Otherwise, if he escapes, the next life he will suffer so many troubles. That is, I think, they have described in the previous verse. Tadvadastasahi sriya. The verse number 37, it is explained by Krishna, that to kill this person, it is for his good, because he has done so many criminal activities, so by killing him, he will be saved from serious times of sufferings in the next life. Shreya. Sarvadasya sahi shreya. Jad dosha jati adhapma. Prayaschitta. It is called prayaschitta. Prayaschitta in the shastras, prayaschitta is described. In every religion, there is prayaschitta, atonement. In Christian religion, the prayaschitta is also advised. The sinner has to admit that he has committed sin, then he is excused by Christ or God. Better not that purposefully I will go on committing sins and then I shall admit and I will go on with my this business and I will be excused. No, that is not. It is quite natural that if you have done something criminal by mistake, then you can be excused by the authority. But not that because by your admission you are once excused and you will go on committing all kinds of sinful activities and you will be excused simply by your admission. No, that is not possible. The Christians, they do that. On Sunday, they go to the church and they admit their sinful activities of the week and pay something fine to the priest and they become free from the sinful activities, reactions, and from Monday again he begins. And then again on Sunday he admits. There was a movement, moral rearmament movement, MRO. So, looks like we say that by Sankirtan one is free from all sinful reaction. This moral rearmament movement also frees that by your admission you become free from all sinful reaction. But this should not be either Harinam or the Christian method of atonement should not be taken as profession. This is once or twice you can be excused, but not that you take it as a profession. That is great sinful. We have got also nama aparad, dasavidha nama aparad, 10 kinds of offenses. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, then it will not be effective. You must avoid the offenses. You know, 10 kinds of offenses. Guru, Abhijnana, Suti, Shastra, Nindanam. There are so many offenses. And one of the offenses is Namnad Bhula Jashahi Papabuddhi. He is greatest offender. One who thinks that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I become free from reaction of sinful life. So, the whole day I shall go on committing all kinds of sinful activities, and at night or sometime I shall chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, everything will finish. This is the greatest sin. Lamnad Balad Jasahi Papabuddhi. He is never excused. He is condemned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts a sinful man like Jagayan Madhai on the condition that he does not commit any more any sinful activities. On this condition. Not that I have become a Vaishnava, I am chanting Hare Krishna, so I can go on committing all kinds of sinful activities, there will be no reaction. This kind of conviction is the greatest offense, you should remember. Not like that, the Christian atonement. So, you should be very careful about this. Namnad Balad Jasahi Papa Buddhi. Actually, we should not take Harinam as a matter of atonement or Subhakriya. Subhakriya, just like there are many Subhakriya, auspicious activities, we should not take chanting of Hare Krishna mantra as some auspicious activity. It is certainly auspicious, but generally people perform some auspicious activities, subhakriya, to counteract their impious activities. This should not be done. This is also another offense. You cannot utilize Harinam for any material purpose. Material purpose is just like generally people go to a guru for benefit of some material purpose. Sir, I have got some colic pain within my abdomen. Kindly give me your blessing. The materialistic person, they are after blessing for some material benefit. They are not after Krishna. That is another offense. Therefore, to go to guru or to accept a guru, there should not be any material purpose. Tadvijnanartham sa guru neiva vigacche. One should go to a guru for spiritual advancement of life, not as a fashion. People go to a guru as a fashion. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't make a guru just like you keep a dog. As a fashion. Nowadays it has become a fashion. to keep a dog. In the European, American countries, it is a compulsory fashion to have a dog. Everyone keeps a dog. They love dog very much, more than anything. So we are now also imitating, because India is imitator. Since the Britishers came here, we have become first-class imitator. When in 1914 the war was going on, so it is understood that in High Court, Calcutta High Court, there is leisure hour, tiffin hour, so all the judges were sitting. So one English judge, he asked Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, "Mr. Mukherjee, now the Germans are coming. As a joke, what you are going to do?" Mr. Mukherjee, Sir Ashutosh Mukherjee, he replied, "Yes, as soon as the Germans will come, we shall offer our respect in this way. Come on, sir." So he will not counteract. "Why? You have taught us to make like this, so we shall do that. Because you have simply taught us this, how to obey your orders. So anyone will come, we shall do this." The idea is the slave mentality. The Englishman, in an organized way, they taught the Indians how to become servant of the Englishman. We have seen it is Gandhi's movement that he dismantled this idea of white prestige. Otherwise, we are taught like that. So, this imitation of Englishman, formerly, in our childhood, it was the advancement of civilization if one could imitate the English fashion. That was. So, we should not make that a fashion. Guru is not a fashion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, in all Vedic literature, who requires a guru? That is described. Tasmād gurum pravartyeta jigyāsu śreyo uttamam. He requires a guru. Jigyasa. Athāta brahma jigyasa. That is human life. One who is interested in inquiring about Brahma, he requires a guru. One who has no business for understanding Brahma, simply to make a fashion that I have a guru, this is useless. It has no value. One must be very much inquisitive to understand the spiritual science. He requires guru. Tasmād gurum pravartyeta jigyāsu. Jigyāsu means inquisitive. Chatubhidha bhajante mām sukhitina arjuna. Ātva arthāti jigyāsu jñāni ca bharatarsa. Jñāni jigyāsu ātva arthāti. The grihasthas, they are ātva, distressed. So, if he is pious, so in his distressed condition, he approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead. "My Lord, I am very much distressed. kindly give me your favor. Give me. There is give me. And Jigyasu Gyani, they do not want anything, give me. But Jigyasu, actually, what is God? What is the Absolute Truth? That is the difference. One is going to God for asking something. And Jigyasu Gyani is eulogized because they do not ask anything. To ask anything from God is that higher standard of bhakti. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadanangana Janangana Sundaring Kavitangba Jagadisa Kama. This is pure devotion. People generally go to Krishna, God, O God, give us our daily bread. This is not bhakti, but it is piety. Because he goes to God. There was Sukriti, no? He is not the sinful man. He is piety. At least he has approached God. And those who are sinful, they do not approach him. They do not go even in the temple to ask something. They say, what is this nonsense? We don't require, we shall work hard. Nowadays it is going on. Why you go to temple? Why you give credit to God for your success? You work hard. There is a philosophy, karma mimamsa. It is like that. You work hard and you get the profit. Why you should give credit to God? This is why. They are duskriti. They do not know that without God's mercy, you cannot get anything. Otherwise, simply by working hard, anyone could become a big man. No, that is not possible. Without Krishna's desire, without sanction, it cannot be done. Pratityakshamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Everyone is under the obligation of nature and karma. One cannot surpass. There are many instances in this shastra. So, we are discussing the point, who requires a guru? If you are actually serious about understanding a spiritual subject matter, Brahma Jigyasa, not this market value, if you are interested about Brahma Jigyasa, just like the Merchant Association, they inquire what is the value of this share, what is the value of this commodity, how it is the value. No, not that kind of inquiry. But Shreya Uttamam, Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. There are two kinds of objective, Shreya and Preya. Preya means immediately sense gratification. That's like a child. Child wants to play because it gives him immediate some sense gratification, satisfaction. He does not like to go to school or to study or to take lesson. He does not like. That is actually prayer. That is shreya, future benefit. So the parents, the guardians engage him for future benefit. You must take education, otherwise in future you will suffer without education. So this is called shreya. Similarly, our human life is meant for shreya, not for prayer. The modern civilization, they are interested in prayer, immediate some sense gratification. That is not what. Therefore, Shastra said, Shreya, not Priya. The modern civilization is that eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. Do not care for what is future life. That is condemned civilization. We should know that there is future life, there is birth after death, and we must be prepared. That is his advice in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva vrata devan pitri janti pitri vrata bhute ja janti bhuta madjajinopi janti ma. So you can achieve this success of life. Madjajinopi janti. There are many kinds of future benefit. Janti deva vrata devan, you can be elevated to the higher planetary system. In the heavenly planets you get long duration of life, higher standard of life that you can get. But that is also not Shreya. That is Priya. The same material happiness in higher standards. Shreya is Madhyajino Ki Janti Ma. If you practice Jajino, worshipping Krishna, as Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamur Bhakta Madhyaji. Madhyaji, no? The same thing. If you practice, that is your Shreya. Otherwise, anything you do, considering it is very nice, you are being entangled. Jagyathikan mannatru lukayam karma bandana. Sarpam apiyasya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. If you try to advance in devotional service, even a little bit, it can save you from the greatest danger. And if you do not do that, if you are entangled, if you are enamored by immediate sense satisfaction, you become karma bandhana. Therefore, a guru is required who can save you from the karma bandhana process. But karma mukta, karma mukta, that is required. Not karma bandhana, karma mukta. Sagunan samadhisto itan brahma bhuvayayoga. If you are trained up to devotional service, mantra bhavichayani bhakti yogena jasiva. Sagunana samadhitaya, that is, sagunana samadhitaya, that is mukti. Baddha condition means we are under the three modes of material nature. That is condition. And mukti means you are not under the obligation of the three modes of material nature. That is called mukta. So Krishna can make you immediately mukta. Ahamtva sarva papibha makhvashyam. That is Krishna's power. Prabhavishnava enama. He can make the lowest class of man. Kirata hunanda pulinda pukkasa abhira sambha javanakasara. Jannesha papa. They are considered as the most sinful, less than the sudras, chandalas, kirata hunanda pulinda. Or more sinful, Suddhanti, they can be purified by the mercy, by the power, Prabha Vishnave Nama. Vishnu has got so much power, so that power you can have the benefit if you surrender to Vishnu. Therefore Krishna personally comes and requests it. Sarvadharman Paristajya, Mami Tang Saranang Bhaja, Ahankva Sarva Papibha, Mukhaisami Masut. So here is Krishna's direction. You take all as Krishna's direction, then that is bhakti, and you remain Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. You are always immune from the sinful reaction of this material world. It does not mean you cannot manufacture. Actually, you have to follow the orders of Krishna, just like Arjuna is being advised. He simply follow Krishna. Not that whimsically he was going to punish Ashwatthama under direction of Krishna. Similarly, in every step of your life, if you take Krishna's direction or his representative's direction, then you are saved. Thank you very much.